Okay, fans, let's bring in the heavyweight champion of the world. Nature Boy Ric Flair will be wrestling right here on this program here today. And I know last week you came out with a Space Mountain. That's the fur code for precious.
What's happened in the last couple of hours, the last couple of days, is that now Jimmy Garvin has got Precious in hiding. She's not visibly open to me. She's not available. So you see, Jimmy Garvin, what it boils down to now is, buddy, you have to be eliminated. The whole world is aware of the fact that Precious is tremendously desirous of the prestige, the notoriety, the fame, the glory, the big money that is involved with being at the side of the world's heavyweight wrestling champion. Yours truly, Slick Rick, and in the eyes of Precious, Space Mountain, if you may. But Jimmy Garvin, I don't care if it's Greensboro, Norfolk, Chicago, L.A., you and I are going to get it straightened out. You want to be where I've been for a long time, my friend. And the only way to get there is to walk the aisle and do it. Which reminds me earlier in the program, Bob Armstrong was out here bragging on his son, talking about being able to walk the aisle. There's only one man to coin that phrase. Woo! And it goes like this. When I walk the aisle, look at it, only I can look. Anybody standing in that ring better be at their very best, because it takes a tremendous athlete. It takes a tremendous competitor. It takes a man with a ton of heart and a ton of knowledge to wrestle for the World Heavyweight Championship. Brad Armstrong, Los Angeles, California, is going to be on fire because you told. You got an opportunity to show us all. Now, who are two of my favorite subjects in the whole world? The Road Warriors. Ha! They come out here in their braggadocious manner, tell the whole world what they're going to do to the Four Horsemen in Daytona Beach. Well, the Ocean Center, that's our kind of atmosphere, boys. You're talking about sunshine. You're talking about thousands of nightclubs. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of women. That's the Four Horsemen. So in Daytona, no matter what you think is going to go on, Hawk, when next time I see you going, ah, it's going to be laid on your back as my great cousin, Arn Anderson, walks across the ring to pay for you, buddy. That's the way it goes. Daytona, the Four Horsemen versus the Road Warriors, Natina and Dusty. Woo! What a night it's going to be! We're going to have all the bragging rights at every club in town. And when some good-looking honey walks over to me, throws her arms over me and says, Rick, Rick, I saw you! I saw you beat Hawk! I saw Arn beat Animal! We saw Tully destroy Dusty Rhodes! And we saw Rex flex out muscle and out finesse that goof from Russia, Nikita Kola. So you see, to the general public, what Slick Rick is telling you. Put the camera over here, guys. Yeah, Anna White, you're standing out there right now wondering what's causing all this. To all the people out there that want to be cool, you can buy one of these for about $10,500. Pocket change in the world champion. Put it on at one time, baby. This is what silent and profile is all about. This is what being the world champion, this is what being lifestyles of the rich and famous is all about. In conclusion, let me say one thing. How did that song go? There must have been about a million girls. Well, since I got together with my buddies, the guys had to rewrite it, and now we're talking about, there must have been about 2 million girls.
The world champion, let's go to the ring.
Hey, it's Tony Schiavone of AEW, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant and Interview.
Remember, what this network wants this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
It really is. But until then, it's episode 451 of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live to tape on Rant EM Radio, Rant and Tape Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, formerly Dark Satellite Media, and whatever Jimmy Ferrari is doing right now. I, as always, for the last almost 10 years, your gracious host, the impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and it's just me. Oh, no, I can't forget Augie. He's unconscious on the other couch. He likes the new couches. He just picks a spot. This morning, I was eating breakfast, and I sneezed. He was, like, really, like, right up against me on the couch, like, sleeping. And I sneezed loud. And he shot me a look and walked to the other end of the couch as to say, "Hey, man, I was sleeping here, and you woke me up. Why don't you wear a mask or something, man? Don't you know there's stuff going around? Don't you know we're in a pandemic?" Anyway, so we knew Choppy wasn't going to be here this week. He's on a new assignment at work, and Jay is all jacked up, busy with life, so here I am. You actually wasn't going to get a show, and I was like, all right, well, first, I wasn't here yesterday, which is today's Saturday, so yesterday was Friday, and I was going to pre-record Thursday because I was home from work, but I had to go for a CAT scan. And so I was like, all right, well, and I was beating myself up. I was like, oh, man, I was nervous about the scan because I didn't want them to find anything because I'm having some difficulty. And I was like, you know what? If they would have found somebody, would have called me right away, which is cool. So I'm probably out of the woods with that. You know, I'm still not out of the woods with the discomfort I'm having. But either way, so my plan was to come home and see if Jay was available and come to find out Jay was not available. So I wasn't going to, and I was just, I had built up all this nonsense in my guts, worked myself up for a fucking 10-minute procedure, and I was like, you know what? By the time I got home, I was like physically and mentally exhausted. I was like, I'm just going to take a rest here. And I watched the NFL draft, which is also a mistake because my team was supposed to pick 12th. Then my team picked next to last. They traded down to the bottom. So I stayed up all fucking night, waited for the draft pick. Draft pick wasn't bad, but like, They traded for, like, early picks in the second round. I'm like, this is great. The next day, which was yesterday, my buddy was like, yo, man, he traded those picks again. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, did they not care about what's going on? It's like, what's going on? This new regime over in the Twin Cities, man, you better get it right. You got a nice little team over there. Let's fucking get some things going over there, you know? So, anywho, I was going to, you know, not do anything because we have the convention next week, which I'll talk about in a little while. I'll plug all the stuff for it. So I just, you know, I wasn't really having it. I just wasn't feeling it. I was watching wrestling. I just wasn't feeling doing the podcast. I just, you know. But you know what? I think the only way for me to get out of a rut is to do this. You know, I always say this is all I know. This is all I did right. I'm always bragging and preaching about how great this is. This was for me, and how the podcast was like an escape. And it really is. Sometimes I don't take advantage of my situation. You know, I live alone. I don't have any really responsibilities except to myself, my career, my health. You know, everything else is secondary at this point. You know, I mean, I'm obviously responsibility to Hammer in some capacity still, even though I'm not in his life like I used to be. But you know, I feel like I'm you know, a little bit of it in a rut. I don't know if it's. I mean, it's a lot of things, and I mean, I address them with help, which is fine. There are just some things you just can't get rid of in terms of, you know, that those feelings, you know? So how do you manifest them? You do what makes you happy. And talking to you, Mooks, makes me happy. So here we are. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to talk some shit, talk a little wrestling. And then we'll, you know, we'll plug the convention. I hope you guys all can make it if you're local. I'd love to see everybody come down. And we already have some people coming down to see us. I am super stoked. Got confirmation yesterday that the Domingos are coming. And buddy Mickey D's coming. Was with them yesterday. So, cool story. So, you know, Rob has to move. So we helped Rob. You know, and if you don't know Rob, I'm gonna play his clip. If you know Rob from this, doing flips and shit. You know Rob is not only is he a confidant of the show, he's one of my best buddies, and him and Aline have helped me move twice in 3 years. So I had to pay back my debt and help him move. So, and it worked out because I made some new friends. I had Korean barbecue. I drank too much wine, Korean wine. Got a little bloated, came home, saw the Mets pitch a no-hitter, had heartburn, and went to bed. But we got some people coming next week. I'm very excited. I think Ron Singh's coming through. I think there's people that were telling us they were coming, so we'll see what happens. So, you know, if I got home early enough last night, I was going to try to do the show. I'm glad I didn't do it last night because, A, I was a little in the bag last night from all the fucking wine I drank. And it wasn't even like wine. It was like almost like fruit juice with liquor in it. And then my new friend, Fanny, she's like, yo, she's like 18% alcohol in there. And she's, of course, she's like, yeah, drink it up. She can't drink. She's fucking 3 months pregnant. So she's like, yeah, drink up. I'm like, yeah, of course you're telling me to drink it up because you can't drink. So, you know, and Mickey looks like $1 million. I'm glad to see Mickey. A couple years ago, he was a little, well, if you ask his brother, he was like legitimately on death's door, but Mickey cleaned up well, and he looks great, and he's coming down to the convention, so everybody's like, yeah, I'll see you soon. Oh, no, I'll see you next week. We're all used to saying, yeah, I'll see you soon. I'm like, nah, I'll see you next week. So, if you get to see your pals more than once a month, it's pretty cool, you know, at this age of your life. And I was telling this to Mickey yesterday while we were waiting for the moving trucks to get to Rob's new crib, which is in my home borough of Queens, and I was so ecstatic, man. Like, I stepped off this is the third time since COVID started I took a subway, and I got off the, he lives like literally like 3 or 4 blocks away from the station, and I got off the train, and I saw Colombian Bakery, got some buñuelos, and there's like the streets were live, the kids are playing in the park, it was like a lunch break for the kids. And, like, he's between a school and a hospital, so it's like there's so much going on. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I got a little emotional because Staten Island, that doesn't happen out here, man. It's like first of all, I'm in, like, pseudo-suburbia. You know, I'm in the classy part of, almost the classy part of Staten Island, but not in this building because there's a bunch of fucking maniacs in this building, but I digress. And, you know, I came off the train yesterday, and I was like, man, this is fantastic. Like, just, it was alive, man. I felt so good. And it was nice out yesterday. It was like a, it was in the high 60s with a little bit of a breeze. I had a hoodie on. It was, I was home again, man. There was a big graffiti mural, "Welcome to Queens." I was like, what? Now, I'm from Western Queens, so this is like the eastern part of Queens, right? So I was like, maybe northeast, I guess you want to call it. So I was like, yo, man, this is fantastic. You know what I'm saying? And I was just beside myself. So I'm telling Mickey, I'm like, you know, Mick, we were talking about a situation with a former mutual friend. And he was like, you know, talk about friendships. I'm like, you know, dude, when you're my age, you have a lot of acquaintances, but you don't have many friends anymore. And it's not nothing to do with like anything bad. It's just that you outgrow people, and people outgrow you. You know, people move away, they start families, they have different lives. People change. It's the evolution of a human. And I was telling this to Mickey yesterday. I was like, yo, dude, I'm like, you know, I don't put my stamp on approval on a lot of people no more. Because folks kind of like, I was having this conversation with my man Lou the other night on the phone. I was like, you remember Lou from the Star Wars podcast and Boogaloo, Electric Boogaloo and the Ghetto Geek Squad. Lou, I was telling Lou, I was like, you know, I put too much emotion into people who don't do that to me back, whether it's a relationship I'm in or friendship, good friendships I have. Like, I hold my friends and my love interests to a higher standard only because I expect to get what I give. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's nothing bad, but it's kind of like a flaw with me because, like, some of these motherfuckers don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are you going to do, right? They're still your friends. They're still your family, you know? And if they're a love interest, you might be still smashing them. You know, it just depends on how you deal with it. But it was nice to reconnect with old friends, help my friends make new. I was like making new friends because, you know what? At the end of the day, you can't have enough friends. I know we say we hate people, but I don't hate people. And hate's a strong word. I dislike ignorance. And this country is filled with ignorance right now. And other countries are filled with ignorance right now. And there's so much going on financially and politically and socially, and people losing their minds because billionaires are buying social media conglomerates. And I'm like, I don't get mixed up in investing emotion into things that don't matter to my everyday life. Like, the Mets matter to me because I love the Mets, right? So the Mets, you know, pitched their second no-hitter in 60 years last night. I mean, it took 5 pitches and almost 160 pitches, but either way, it happened, right? But it may not matter to you because you're a fan of somebody else, another team, or you don't like baseball, which is fine. If you love Twitter, then maybe you like or dislike the fact that Musk dude bought Twitter, you know? I saw the Mike Tyson thing last week when he punched that dude on the airplane. And he kind of held back because if he really wanted to hurt that dude, he would have crippled that dude the way he punches. But Mike Tyson's 100% right in saying that, you know, people got real comfortable with social media, like saying shit and, you know, running their mouth. And like I said last week, I love TikTok now. I'm on TikTok. And people are just too comfortable with shit, like, you know. And people, and I don't want to downplay women and men for that matter doing the only, every nice account that I see, all these beautiful girls, whether it's a skinny girl, plus size girl, models, musicians, they have these OnlyFans pages. Now wrestlers are doing it, female wrestlers are doing it. And it's like, you know, people are like, oh, that's shameful that, you know, that you're getting paid for sexual things. And I'm like, it's not illegal, you know. If people want to pay to watch you do shit on OnlyFans, like whether you're playing with yourself or dressing provocatively or dick rating, you know, tit rating is. People pay for this shit, and you know what? You can't get mad at that, man. You can't get mad at people looking for something that they probably will never have in their lifetime, right? I don't know. I'm not really mad at that. And I'm just don't invest enough emotion in stuff like that. You know, I did put a video the other day about people who like put these videos up and they just don't take care of their surroundings. I'm like, millions of people are watching you. Like, you know, if you put a bra on, clean your house, you know, clean your kids. Fucking, if you're a dude and you have a dad bod, you don't have to be completely almost naked, you know. You know, I mean, you can. It just, you know, it's not, I don't know. It's just weird for me to look at like that, you know. So there I am. I'm just, you know, you invest all this emotion. And if you invest all this emotion, that was my point, really. Like, you know, people just invest. You can, it's okay to be passionate about certain things that don't, that other people aren't passionate about, you know. There was a TikTok account that I don't follow, but because I think I liked one of his posts, it comes up on my feed. I think that's how TikTok works. I'm not sure. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong when you're done listening to this. But he was like, you know, if can you name any wrestlers that came from another sport that they were great in these other sports and they came to pro wrestling? And of course, football comes to mind. So I'm thinking like Ron Simmons and Wahoo McDaniels, and I'm thinking like, all these guys. Butch Reed played pro ball. He was very good in pro ball. And then I said Vader. I wrote a bunch of them. Then I wrote Vader, Big Leon White. He was, not only was he an All-American at the University of, I think, Colorado, but he broke all records in Los Angeles, where he's from, you know, in his school and, like, state championships and shit like that. And then on top of that, he played in the Super Bowl for the Rams. What? Can you believe that? I mean, you guys all know the story, but I wrote that, and some, you know, here's the thing. Someone wrote back, he was on the injured reserve list, and I'm saying to myself, dude, you'll never play in the Super Bowl, okay? You who replied to me, you're probably a nice person. You're a big wrestling fan, obviously, to troll my fucking remark, to my reply, I should say. But you'll never be a Super Bowl contender. He was, doesn't matter if he was on a sideline, if he was a fucking coach, if he was a trainer, if he was a fucking coordinator, if he was the towel boy or the Gatorade kid, he was on the team. And if they won, he gets a ring. If he doesn't win, he gets an NFC championship ring. You're not getting that. That's greatness, though. You made the NFL, and you and your team made it to the Super Bowl. He could have stayed in football if he wanted to, but his injuries were messed up, obviously, right? That's how most guys come to wrestling. They need something else to do when they leave, you know, their degrees and, like, you know, they get these college degrees and shit that they can't make a career out of, and they come to wrestling. It's what it is, because they're still young enough to compete and they're still young enough to make a living with their bodies, right? But come on, man. That's how you reply? Like, this is, and obviously I'm not surprised. I'm just, you know, I'm such an older fan now. Some of these comments, like even on our page, it's like, you know, again, I'm 15, sometimes even 20 years, 10, 15, 20 years younger than some of our fans. And it's like, it's a different generation. And some of the stuff that you compare it to is apples and oranges, right? But you took the time to, you know, invest emotion in the thread, in the subject matter, and that's what makes me happy, because I'm at this point, I'm not looking for any, like, those algorithms. I'm not looking for anything out of the ordinary. I'm just trying to get people to be positive and have healthy debates about cool shit. Because again, and I said this yesterday, I was telling this to Mickey and Robin, and I'm like, you know, the human element is removed now from everyday life with social media, you know? My son has friends all over the world. He doesn't go out and play with his friends. He doesn't hang out with his friends after school. They walk to the the Taco Bell and the pizzeria after school, and that's it. They go there certain ways. Then they go home and log into their gimmicks and you know, meet all their friends like that. This is the new life now. There are grown adults who just basically live their life on social media. I know someone personally who all she does is post videos about fucking what she's into and like lives for this shit. And it's cool, but you know, for me, it's something I don't know if I can do that. You know, I have part of me is you'd be surprised. Like, you know, I'm very outspoken, but part of me is still a little shy. Like, I don't want to put like go on there and make a complete tool of myself and bore people with my shit. Like, I'll joke around with those lifestyle videos that I do when I'm stuck at the bus stop when all these fucking rich people are parked in the bus stop and they're not supposed to be. I just made a joke out of it. You know, people love it, right? It's not going to make me any money. It's going to make people laugh. It's going to occupy my time until I'm waiting for this fucking bus to take this hour and a half ride home. And, you know, it's like, this is my life, man. I work 10 hours a day. I travel almost 4 hours a day back and forth to work. If I did drive, it'll cost me even more money. So it's like, it's something to do to break up the monotony. You know what I'm saying? But there's got to be a better way. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. I try really hard not to get emotionally involved in dumb shit at this age of my life, and this stage of my life, I should say, right? But I'm still young at heart, and I still like doing cool shit. You know, I'm not on the porch yet screaming, "Get off my lawn, you whippersnappers." You know, I'm not that dude yet. So I don't know, at what point is there a line, you know? You know, are you line stepping, as Chappelle would say? I mean, Charlie Murphy would say, habitually, are you a line stepper? I don't know, you know? I just want, and it sounds really like kumbaya and very fucking left and very fucking hippie, but I just want people to get along, you know? I just want people to understand that there is more to it than your keyboard or your tablet or your phone. You know, the keyboard that you pseudo hide behind, some people do. Because I know people who are insane behind a keyboard, but in person, they're like a totally different person. And it kind of makes them two-faced if you think about it, right? But maybe not. You know, it depends on how you take shit, you know? We've had this conversation a million times on this podcast for the last 10 years, how people would write shit on a page and misinterpret what you're saying because they don't know you like that, you know? Shit, I've had people fucking report our show because they didn't like what we wrote. Meanwhile, it was in either it was tongue-in-cheek in bad taste, and I'll admit it, but, and or it was something that we said that you guys, if you know us, would get it, and some people don't, you know? And there's so many examples. There was the time where I took a picture of that little person at the gas station that Lou almost ran over, the gas attendant, and I posted it to my page back in the day, and my ex-wife, one of her friends has a sister who's a little person, apparently, and, like, basically just chastised me, and I was like, I didn't make fun of the dude. He took a picture with us. He actually engaged conversation with me first because I was in a passenger seat, and I had a wrestling phone cover for my phone, and he saw it, and he's like, "Oh, you like wrestling?" And we started talking, so. But she didn't know me, you know. Of course, my ex-wife was offended because she got offended with everything, but that's besides the point. But her friend didn't know me from fucking Adam, and I had to put her on blast, like, shut the fuck up, you know. But that same person, into my face, though, not so much, you know. Not so much. She was nice as pie. Maybe because I fucking humbled her, and then she couldn't have any kind of response when she saw me in person, right? The difference between most people and me is, like, I'm the same way online and in person. So you're not getting anything. You're not getting a character. You know, I don't play somebody else. I don't give myself another name. And I've said that on a podcast many times too. But I think the human element is definitely being extinct almost. It's being removed off of everything we do. You don't even have to, like, check in physically at a doctor's office no more. I'll have a doctor's appointment on a Friday. I'm getting text from the facility on a Wednesday. "Hey, Phil, click this link to log in and check in with us if you're coming to your appointment. Type Y for yes and N for no. And if you want to make your copayment now from your insurance, you can do it now instead of doing it that day. So I just walk in, sit down, and they'll call me because they're assuming I'm there for my appointment. Like, this is all being done, I think, maybe purposely, you know? Like, you've already put the boundaries up and the borders up in terms of, like, physical contact because of what's going on with COVID, right? But, and people, like, in that same office, they even have chairs up against the unit that you have to report to, you know? So there's this line, there's a line drawn, and like a chair, like, please don't move these chairs, don't sit here, you can't be, that's as far apart as we want people, and they have this big plexiglass over you, you know? And I was at a restaurant last night with the crew, and there were like these partitions up in certain tables and stuff, you know? It's like, it's becoming more isolated because of what's going on in the world, but in reality, it's what's going on in all aspects of it, you know? People are still working from home. They haven't returned to work yet since the pandemic started. I know people who are working from home still. That's a lifestyle change. You know what I'm saying? And you don't get that same feeling about work, I'm assuming, right? I would love to work from home. A, because I hate traveling over to work, and B, I'm not too fond of most people there anyway, but I digress, right? But you know, I could see how it's not cool sometimes. People love it, people hate it, but it's a way of life now, and it's so hard to readjust. The world's opening up. I told you the third time I took a train in the last 3 years, and I'm like, people not wearing their masks again, and you know, it wasn't that crowded yesterday, but people aren't people are opening up now too, like in outside, people aren't wearing masks. They're supposed to wear them here locally. They're supposed to wear them by law in public transit and hospitals and shit like that. But they're not, you know. And these bus drivers, these train conductors, they can't really. They try to enforce it. They get fucking beat up by the passengers. The crime rate is ridiculously up right now in the subway system, in the transit system. Like, so you can't win. Like, it feels like you're beat up. There's got to be a better way, you know, like the song says, right, James Ingram? You know, I don't know what it's like to, I'm in that Generation X. I don't know, man. Certain things I'm very emotional about, and certain things I give no fucks for, you know? I don't know. Let's see. Take some whip, drink of my coffee, which is really Red Bull. But, you know, I just want to entertain you guys, and I just want to have a good time. And when this doesn't become a good time anymore, then I'll dead it, you know, and maybe do something else. But you know, I mean, I always say thank you to everybody, and I wish you guys well, and I want you all to take care of yourselves and each other, and I say that a lot because it's the truth. You know, even if I wasn't doing this and we were still friends on social media or in real life and or real life, I would be like, yo, just take care of yourself, you know, because you don't know, tomorrow's not promised. Another old coworker died yesterday, 9/11 related shit, cancer. Guy was in his 50s, really good paramedic, and I didn't know him well, but I knew him, like, we knew each other by our first names, and we worked together on certain jobs back in the day. But it's just, you know, tomorrow's not promised to you. You know, and you young guys and girls should really take heed to that and try to establish relationships in your life, whether it's professionally or personally, that you know that you're able to, that'll make you a better person. You know, if it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you know, or if you were having a problem with that and couldn't come out, you know, get help to do it, you know. You know, identify who you are and come out. You know, if you want to identify as a fucking pet rock, it makes you happy, do it. But don't wait 30 fucking years to do it and then you're miserable for 30 years and everybody around you can't stand you, you know. Don't be that person. If you want to identify or you want to do something with yourself and, you know, just do it. You know, it's I can't tell you how horrible it is when I used to transport patients to the hospital, and you would get like a life story in a 12-minute ride, and they would tell you these horror stories, you know, how they would get physically or emotionally beat up because of their gender or their color, skin color, which is still insane to me, or, you know, their relationships, you know. I can't tell you how many times I've been humbled in the back of an ambulance for a 12-minute ride because it made me actually a better person. It made me more empathetic because I was like, you know, as bad as I think my life is, my life ain't that bad, man. Every single day I read something that something happened to somebody I know or somebody I don't know, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, I am not that bad off. I am really not. And I know I'm using the Lord's name in vain, but I always do. And he'll forgive me eventually. But, you know, it's so, I don't know, emotionally it's, you know, it's reckoning. But in this day and age where there's no contact anymore, where everything's, even like, you don't even have to use your credit card no more, debit card no more. You just open your phone or a fucking watch or, you know, something on your person, like, you just tap it, there you go. It's just, everything is contactless, and even, like, in baseball games, they don't take cash no more. You have to use, in Citi Field, they don't take cash anymore. You got to use some kind of charge. And you're like, man, it's just, people, like, it's becoming that kind of way. This is the future, you know? And I'm like, I'm the hug guy, handshaking a hug, like, I'm that dude. I'm in love with my friend's daughter. She's 3 years old, and she just loves everybody. She was taught that, and she wants to hug and kiss all of her friends every day and bring them food to school. And they're like, "No, you can't do that." How do you tell a 3 year old you can't do that? How do you tell a 3 year old that? I can't. You know, but this is the life that we're about to be living now. And this new generation of kids that are coming up, it's like, this is all they're going to know. You know? I don't bring the room down. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're still at an age where you appreciate stuff that happened and you know, you still had to hustle for certain shit, you know, like, when before Google and before YouTube, like, if you're one of those people and you knew the struggle and you never forgot it, just remember it. And remember what got you to the dance. Remember what you had to do to stay alive inside, you know? You know, they say your body's a temple. Well, mine's a Buddha's temple, but I digress. But your body's a temple. Your mind is a temple. Your mind is constantly, you know, you at one point you're not going to be able to keep all the information. You're going to forget shit. I'm telling you, I'm learning it now. At one point in your life, you're not going to remember what you had for breakfast last Tuesday, you know, but you'll remember shit from 30 years ago, right? That's why I do the podcast. But your mind is a temple, and you need to make it strong and just keep feeding yourself good stuff. If it's a spiritual thing, if you're a God-fearing person, if it's spiritual, then do that. If it's extracurricular shit that you do, like your hobbies and stuff, fucking go balls in, right? If it's your job and you want to take that to the next level and you want to put all your emphasis into getting a better spot in your career, do that too. But just remember, you're replaceable. You're just a name and a number to these people at your job. You know, don't make it about you and try to be up. Make it about the job and bettering the job, and it'll better you at the same time. You know, I learned that the hard way. You know, you're replaceable. I got an attaboy from my boss last week. He called me. I was scared that I was in trouble because he called me like 8 o'clock at night. I was on the bus. And he was like, he just wanted to, you know, make sure I was okay. And check in and, you know, let me know that the job that I did that day was phenomenal, right? And I appreciated it. I was like, okay, so I'm being recognized. Not the first time this has happened, but the phone call was there few and far between. My point is, though, like, I can die tomorrow, and that phone call is probably going to somebody else that was in my seat. They may not be as good as I am. I'm almost positive they're not, right? But they're going to know that, you know, that I was there, you know. I don't want them to compare the work to mine, but I don't know. It's just profound when you think about it, you know. So just be mindful. Be good to yourselves, man. Be good to your family. Take care of the ones who take care of you. I say this to my mom all the time. My mom is like, oh, I didn't hear from Aunt so-and-so. I didn't hear from so-and-so. I didn't get a call from so-and-so. I'm like, you know what? Take care of people who take care of you. I call you every day. Take care of me. I take care of you. You take care of me. You know, your kids call you, your best friends, your whatever. You know, take care of the people who take care of you. You know, that's it. And I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about everything, you know, your well-being. Your well-being is the most important thing to you. You're the only person that can take care of that, you, right? People can, and what I mean by that is people can, the people that you take care of, they'll care about your well-being. They'll check in on you. They'll feed you if you're hungry. They'll fucking nurture you if you need some love. They'll guide you if it's a spiritual thing. Like, you know, there are certain people in your life that have your best interest at heart, okay? And I know this, and it took me a very long time to appreciate it, you know? It took help, actually, professional help to get me to appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? It's just that kind of party. And I would never not appreciate that ever in my life. It is the most precious thing to me. I am, without a doubt, one of the most blessed people on the planet. And I promise you that I will do everything I can to keep that attitude for as long as I can. Because if I don't, then I'm not going to be able to do anything else but barely exist. And I don't want to barely exist. I want to be better at everything, you know? I'm approaching a milestone age-wise. And when you get to my age, and I've said this before on the show too, you start to question every single thing. Like, why didn't I finish school? Why didn't I, you know, why did I jump into those relationships and they failed? And then, you know, why didn't I have kids of my own? Why didn't I get that other position at work? Why didn't I leave the state to get a better position at somewhere else doing the same thing? You know, it's karma. Is it karma or is it consequence? You know, and these things all hinder on you, but in the same breath, you're there for a reason. You're here for a reason. I'm here with you guys for a reason. This all has to happen for a reason. I don't know what that reason is yet, and it may take me to my last breath to figure this shit out. But you know what? At least I know that I'm going to try to figure it out. And if you're young enough at heart, and if you're young enough at your age, you could do the same thing too. Just remember that you're not as bad as you think you are. You're not as well bad off as you think you are. You can be bad, and you will have bad times, and you will fall, you know, and it's going to take, it takes me sometimes an hour to physically just get out of bed, because I don't want to fucking do anything, and it's not, it has nothing to do with physical ailments either. Like, I don't want to face this day, but you do, and you think about what you can do, and what you know you cannot do, and hopefully that rationalizes out for you. You know? So, anyway, what else is going on? What else is going on? My Strat League started last week. I fucking lost. I won 2 out of 3 the first series. I lost I got swept the next series. So I'm 2-4 in this young season. And on top of the losing it, I lose to there's a new guy in the league. And he's in my division. And I lose to this guy 3 games in a row, all by 1 run. Like, it's such, I mean, obviously it's the, you're at the mercy of the dice when you play Strat-O-Matic baseball, but no one, and apparently no one likes the new guy because no one knows him yet, and he's not giving a good impression, right? So it's like, I'm kind of like, all right, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I just want to get this game over with, you know? And he fucking beat me those three games. I'm like, man. And I'm getting like, oh, man. I wanted to win the series. I didn't know. I knew I wasn't going to take all three, but not to get swept. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, that happened. The hockey playoffs start this coming week. The Rangers clinched. They're playing Pittsburgh in the first round. I'm very excited. This team can contend for the Cup. They're scary good. Hopefully they'll get this shit together. They stumbled the last couple of games. They lost the division to Carolina. Then they lost to a very shitty Montreal team, and then they bounced back against Washington last night. So it's like, you know, it's all about their goaltending and contributions from each line. I'm very excited, and the Western Division's great. Calgary and all. I mean, just hockey playoffs are amazing. Basketball playoffs are going on right now. You know, I'm just excited about all that. It's even though the weather's getting warmer, it's going to be hockey playoffs and basketball playoffs, football draft. That means camp opens up in 2 months. And then you got baseball, which is a month in almost, you know, because the season started a little late, you know. I have things to look forward to. If I have a TV to watch, if I have something to stream, I'll always have something to watch. I'm so lucky because that's where my interests take me, you know. I don't like a lot of reality TV shows. I don't watch all those shitty fucking singing shows and the Masked Singer and fucking American Idol and Survivor and Big Brother, and I don't care who the Kardashians are with, and I really don't care how many housewives there are and how many fucking states. But, you know, at least if you're into that, you have something to watch. I got wrestling, and we'll talk about that when I come back from the break. And, yeah, we're going to talk some wrestling. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to wet my whistle because we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and we're live tape on Rant EM Radio. And I will be right friggin' back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. When it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on 3 separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Journey is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Journey podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Journey.
Hey, this is Colt Cabana, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain-in-the-ass Choppy. What kind of name is Choppy? Ugh.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is O-O-H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-C. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho! Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music man's number one supplier. In a piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game, wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D.O.C., but similar to the letters. No one could do it better.
I check cheddar like a food inspector.
My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do.
Finish your breakfast, sucker. All right, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 451. We're live to tape, Rant EM Radio. Rant EM Radio, part of Shining Wizards Network, part of whatever Jimmy Ferrari's doing. Okay. Anyway, let's talk some wrestling, shall we? Shall we? They announced Clash the Castle for September for they're doing a UK pay-per-view, WWE, and finally, like about fucking time, right? Our guys and girls in the UK are amazing wrestling fans. Seriously, they are. Not because we have a lot of friends over there now, but they deserve fucking a WrestleMania or SummerSlam, you know? And speaking of SummerSlam, they're doing a 30th anniversary of 92, and they're putting a Blu-ray out for it, a special Blu-ray. I don't buy DVDs anymore, really, but I might have to buy that. And that was in, they think that was a Wembley Stadium show. And that'll probably be the throwback for the 10th anniversary of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. So I got to tell you, man, it's, you know, you run a weekly show out of there. How come you're not doing pay-per-views over there? How come NXT UK don't get pay-per-views? A lot of fucking talent over there. A lot of fucking cuts, though. Huh? A lot of cuts DE just did. I had the cuts up here. I got to pull them out now because I thought I had them. I have the list here. One second. Yeah, my computer's not cooperating, you know. But there was a lot of cuts in the last 48 hours, apparently. So, let me just... I thought I had it up as the wrong page, so I have to do this because I can actually stop the tape, but it's not very genuine, you know. I could talk to you guys. You guys know how I deal with shit, you know. And I didn't want to do this by this list I couldn't memorize. There was too many. Like, every time yesterday, people kept messaging us with, like, all the shit. I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. Because I really didn't do anything else, but, yes, I was out all day, you know. Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's see. Hold on a second. This fucking page is like... The computer's running so... It was running so fast before I started recording. Now it's like, nah. All right. This is from What Culture and Fightful Select and a bunch of other sites. Malcolm Bivens, Dakota Kai, done with NXT. Paige Prinzavelli, Satana George, Draco Anthony, Harland, Persia Parada, Raylan Devine... Milani Loomis. So they were surprises because, you know, they were kind of like fixtures. They had a bunch of stories going on with those two guys, but apparently not so much. So I don't know. But anyway, getting back to SummerSlam 92. Yeah, WWE's doing some shit. They announced the the Backlash main event, which I believe is going to be, hold on a second, the WrestleMania Backlash. Let me see the card so far. We'll preview it next weekend during the convention, but WrestleMania Backlash 22. I don't know why they call it WrestleMania Backlash. It's called fucking Backlash, you know? But you know them. And then we'll talk about WWE shit. Let's see. Here we go. It's going to be the Usos and Roman Reigns against Randy Orton, Riddle, and what's his nuts? McIntyre. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. AJ versus Edge. Bobby Lashley, who I hope is better. He took a fucking bump the other night at a house show. He's fighting Omos. And Madcap Moss versus Happy Corbin. You know? So, there you go with that. That's your lineup for next weekend. Should be interesting, to say the least. Let's see. Oh, look at that. New match announced for the DC show, the New Japan Strong. Brody King versus Minoru Suzuki. I'm not mad at that. I am not mad at that. Not one bit, boys and girls. Not at all. And let's see, NXT, yes. I don't want to stay connected with you. Too many fucking, it's like the best page and has too many fucking ads. Too many ads. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, but there's some lot of shit going on. Fuck NXT. Triple Mania is tonight, by the way. I think it's in English on Fight TV. And I think the Bucks are headlining. Let me see this fucking clip. Man, I gotta watch that. I like Triple Mania. Oh no, I don't want that. I had this stuff up. But, of course, my computer's not cooperating, so. And it was running fine until I started recording. This is just, you know, thermal throwback shit, so. Not too much dead air, right? Oh, man. Because I want to throw some AEW, too, you know. Come on now. Let's see. There we go. Triple Mania. This is AAA's promotion. It's like their WrestleMania. Ultimo Dragon versus Pentagon Jr. That's a La Park versus Viano 1. Rayo de Jalisco Jr. versus Blue Demon. These are all tournament matches. Kinect versus Psycho Clown. Hio del Vikingo versus Ray Fenix. I can't say Phoenix anymore because my son will get mad at me. Versus Ray Fenix. It's Hio del Vikingo and Ray Fenix versus the Young Bucks. And Pagano and Bandito and the AAA Reina del Reina's champion, women's champion, Taya, versus Cibernetico, Andrade El Idolo, and Deanna Purrazzo, who is delicious, right? Then La Facción Ingobernable, which is Dragon Lee and Dralistico, versus Taurus and Johnny Superstar, which is John Morrison, versus Laredo Kid, and to be announced. Maravilla and Latigo versus Sexy Star 2 and Octagon Jr. versus Ty Conti and Sammy Guevara. and a lumberjack match for the Copa Triple Mania Championship to be announced the competitors. So that's tonight on Fight TV. I'm assuming they're going to have some shit with the translations and stuff like that, you know? Let's see. Oh, tonight, Atlantic GCW Game Changer holds their In Too Deep event in the Showboat Atlantic City. Wish I could go to that. Joey Janela versus Bailey. Biff Slater's fighting somebody, it says here. It doesn't say. JWM versus Cole Roderick. Akira versus Hoodfoot. Spencer Slade versus Wreck. Jordan Oliver versus Masha Slamovic. Masha Slamovic. I love that name. So a lot of shit going on tonight. You know? All right, let's talk a little AEW, shall we? Shall we? Let's talk a little AEW. I have to pull it up because my computer sucks balls. Right? Come on, you can do it. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, here we go. Let's see. I did watch AEW on Wednesday. I watched, I missed the first 40 minutes of it because I was on a bus and I got caught up with some shit on my phone. I was watching a documentary about Cypress Hill, the band. It was on Showtime. So I didn't watch the first 40 minutes until yesterday. So, let me get the results here. Here we go. Okay. Oh, yeah, Owen Hart Foundation men's qualifying match. Darby Allin versus Swerve Strickland. This is Rampage, by the way. This is not Dynamite. Watched last night. Six-person tag. Jade, Kira Hogan, Red Velvet beat Sky Blue, Willow Nightingale, and Trisha Dora. Keith Lee beats Colton Gunn. And Samoa Joe retained the TV title, Ring of Honor TV title against Trent Barretta. I'm not calling him Trent, by the way. Fuck all that. Okay? Not doing it. He's Trent Barretta. And if he's with Rocky, he's Roppongi Vice. If he's with Chuck Taylor, he's best friends. Who give a shit? Give me 1 second. Dynamite results. Thank you very much. Anyway. But, yeah, and I'm going to talk about some shit that I read on the internet about fucking ratings. And can we fucking shut up already about the fucking ratings? So it's getting annoying, you know? Okay. Let's see. There was a qualifier for the Owen Hart tournament. FTR fought each other. Dax wins in 16 minutes. Pretty good match. CM Punk comes out, cuts a promo. Danielson and Moxley and Wheeler versus QT Marshall, Nick Camarado, and Aaron Solo. Of course, Yuta Moxley and Danielson win that. Let's see. Wardlow beat Lance Archer, and then MJF teased a bigger opponent of him next week, and you can't teach that. So I'm assuming it's either Enzo or Kaz. Then Kingston and Santana and Ortiz march out, and they want Jericho because they got jumped. Serena D beat Hikaru Shida, who fell off the map, by the way. She's not winning any matches at all. The Undisputed Elite, Adam Cole, Bebe, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and the Young Bucks defeat Dante Martin, Brian Pillman Jr., Griff Garrison, Lee Johnson, and Brock Anderson. How bad is Arn's kid? And Sammy Guevara retains the TNT Championship, defeating Scorpio Sky in a ladder match. Now, a lot of buzz on the internet about AEW and their contract being up with the TNT TBS people, right? In 24. You know, and I call, and you know, Double A's like, I called this, and you know, nothing's getting canceled yet, you know. And I've been saying this forever that you can't go by ratings. Oh, they got beat by basketball the other night. Of course they did. It's the fucking playoffs. You know, when wrestling wasn't big on Monday nights, they got beat by Monday Night Football before the Monday Night Wars. People aren't tuning in. It's a niche audience. More people are casually going to watch basketball or baseball or hockey or football. And like in bars and clubs and people's homes, sports is always going to dominate that, you know. I really wouldn't get excited or upset about them losing their TV. I'm sure there's a plan B, you know. And I'm sure that Tony Khan's going to do something. I saw Tony Khan the other night because Jacksonville had the first pick in the draft in the NFL. And, of course, he was in the war room with his new regime, coach and GM. And I was like, man. Excuse me. I was like, man, he just looks like he hasn't slept in 7 years. He needs some sleep. Get some sleep, Tony Khan. But, yeah, man, I'm not too worried about it. And AEW fans, listen, this Forbidden Door thing in June, I know a couple of our guys are already going. It's like they're going to Chicago. It's going to be amazing. And I think once that certain things like that are happening more and more, there'll be other TV networks wanting to pick that up. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I wouldn't put too much stock into that, you know. Wrestling is still over, kids. Don't worry about anything, you know. And we make fun of Tony Khan. We call him Dixie with the announcements, but you know, he's still an ambassador. You know, he's still somebody who, you know, wants to make wrestling better, you know, and he truly cares about what goes on because he's a big fan. So, let's see. I mentioned the inspiration or the Iconics leaving Impact. No one cares. I talked about the cuts. Cody Rhodes is announced for the Broken Skull sessions, which is cool. I'm excited for that. See, nothing else is really going on here. Who's bitter? Oh, Athena's bitter. Yeah, we know. Slammiversary for Impact is going to be June 19th. Impact Under Siege, May 7th. That's next week as well. Let's see. Speaking of Big Kaz, he wants to wrestle Will Ospreay and Jon Moxley in New Japan. See how that goes. let's see. I'm trying to find some more news here. Not much going on here. I think I spoke about everything. You know, let's see. Nothing really going on. Oh, MLW. Von Erich versus Hustle and Power versus 5150. That's Kings of the Coliseum. That's another event they got going on. It's May 13th in Philly. What else is going on? Nothing really. I just, you know. Billy Corgan's still pushing for the Forbidden Doors to open, which is fine. You know, I'm with that. So, there's nothing really else going on. You know. So let's talk about next week real quick. It's the 80s wrestling convention hosted by ISPW and our friend Tommy Fierro of the Wrestling Store. Let's see here. 80s Con Live. Why isn't my shit working? Here we go. Next weekend, we are going to be broadcasting live from the Menin Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., okay? Slick's going to perform Jive Soul Bro. Mike McGurk will announce your name if you pay her, probably. Lifetime Achievement Awards going to Barbara Goodish for Bruiser Brody. That's going to be amazing. Here are the participants that I mentioned already that I didn't mention yet. Al Perez, Barry Horowitz, Barry Windham, Bob Backlund, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Bushwhacker Lou, Cowboy Bob Orton, Demolition, Dutch Mantel, Earl Hebner, Gary, Michael Capetta, Greg the Hammer Valentine, don't put my mom in that same room, Erwin R. Scheister, Haku and Tama, the Islanders are reuniting for a show, Jake the Snake Roberts with special appearance by his ex-wife, Cheryl Roberts. Wow. Jesse, I'm very excited about these three. Jesse the Body Ventura, James J. Dillon, Hollywood John Tatum, favorite enhancement talent, one of Phil's favorite enhancement talents of the 80s, Jose Luis Rivera, and the Birdman, Coco Beware. Is there any more? I'm going to click more here. Let's see. Nope, that's it. So that's going to be us. We're probably going to start podcasting around 10 a.m. Depends on how early we get there. May 7th, Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Go to 80swrestling.com, 80swrestlingcon.com, and hit up Tommy, get all your shit, and it's going to be... Oh, there's more. I'm sorry. There's more people here. My bad. Medusa, Mario Mancini, Missy Hyatt, Ted DiBiase, Paul Roma, Sal Sincere, Steve Lombardi, I mentioned Slick already, the Rougeau Brothers, Tito Santana. Ooh, this guy's going to be there. Hold on, let me pull up the soundboard. Hold on a minute. Let me pull up the soundboard. I got to run this. Hold on a second. Oh, man.
Somebody says about Tommy Wildfire Rich.
That's right, Tommy Rich. Typhoon. And it says Virgil, but he has some health issues. I don't know if he's going to be there. He might be selling his 8x10s. Who knows? It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be a hoot, I tell you, boys and girls. Let's get the hell out of here. And I'm going to, yeah, let's get the hell out of here. I have nothing else to say. I am exhausted anyway. So let's do that. We'll see you next week at the 80s Wrestling Convention. If you come down, let us know. Come say hi. You won't get anything, but we'll say hi anyway. And you know all the social media handles, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on TikTok at EMTBigDog74 for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We don't have an official TikTok yet. There's no one else who works social media but me. And go buy a shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves, each other. Please, please be kind, be good. And more importantly than that, don't be a jerk off. Good night, Gracie.